Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Issues 2020. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita City Manager Robert Layton. I begin today with a professional and personal note. This past week, I celebrated 22 years on KNSS. I started here January 5th, 1998. I've been hosting this weekly public affairs program since 1999. Now, that's a lot of interviews. And thanks to all of you who have been my guests, and thanks to you listeners who have made this program a part of your Sunday mornings. By the way, if you miss a show, I post a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com. All right, our guest this week, Wichita City Manager Robert Layton. Welcome to Issues 2020. How long have you served as Wichita City Manager now?
Well, Steve, actually, the news is more about your 22 years. I understand that was, a high school internship? Is that how you started here?
Actually, I took it out after Social Security kicked in.
Yeah. Well, you're well-preserved.
I'm older than I look.
Yeah, I get that. going back to your question, 10 years. I've been in Wichita for 10 years.
Yeah. Boy, it seems like time has really passed. A lot of things happening down there. What do you like about the job? Obviously, you must like it a little bit anyway.
I do. I love my job, actually, and for a variety of reasons. I'm blessed to be able to work with phenomenal employees in the city of Wichita. The work that they do day in, day out, I think is top-notch. And, of course, you know, we always have room for improvement, but that's part of our culture is continuous improvement. So that's one of the things I find rewarding. And Steve, you and I have talked about this a number of times. The people of Wichita are just so genuine and wonderful to work with, to serve, and that's what keeps me going.
Now, I was going to ask you, what is it that you've learned about this community specifically and about the citizens that makes us maybe different from any place else? I don't know.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This community has a high expectation of its government. And so when we're criticized, it's because we're not meeting expectations. We're not providing the level of service that people expect. They expect value because that's what's expected of them and their work. And I would tell you maybe that's partly because of manufacturing. Maybe it's some of the nature of some of the companies that are also here in the community. But there's an expectation that we run a tight business, and that's been an interesting revelation for me.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to get in trouble with your new boss, okay? As Jeff Longwell leaves the mayor's post, would you care to share some thoughts on his tenure?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure.
I don't want you to get in trouble. But
no, not at all. I mean, I know, Jeff's been asked a lot of questions about his legacy, and, you know, his response is it's really too early to be able to talk about that. So I'm going to take his lead. I will say, though, he and I have worked together from day one. He was the last person that was on the council that was that had voted for my hire 10 years ago. And so we've worked together the entire time. There's some big accomplishments downtown, significant changes downtown, re-emphasis on the importance of basic service delivery and what we're doing with our streets during his tenure, and also, you know, giving credit to all the council members. We've put a lot of money into infrastructure and really trying to address that basic need. And Jeff would also tell you quality of life has been an important priority for him, and he's done a lot in that regard.
Well, you've worked with a number of city council members over the past 10 years. How's your relationship with them? You don't listen to them, do you? You just listen to the mayor, and that's it, right?
Council manager form of government means I listen to all seven elected officials equally, and they're the ones that set our direction. They're the ones that establish the priorities, and again, that's it's another reason I love Wichita. We've had some really dedicated public servants. You've heard they don't make a lot of money, and they're expected to basically work full time as city council members, and they pay attention to the details as well as to the big policy issues.
And that was going to be my next question. How about the pay? What does the city council member paid.
Oh, you know, I'm embarrassed to say I'm not even, even though I've been involved in that discussion about term limits, I haven't really, I can't tell you what they make.
Okay. It's under $1 million, though, right?
Yes, Steve, it is. It's a little less than your salary.
When you say it, but just behind the scenes a little bit, why is it a part-time job is supposedly, but it's full-time? What else do they do? We only see them on that meeting there for a couple hours once a week. What else do they do?
You know, I think the job took a significant turn when social media became more prevalent, emails and social media. Council gets public feedback on a regular, I mean, it's probably 100 emails a day that they'll receive, plus what they get through social media. And it's not just weighing in on the public's perspective on their decision making, but more importantly, it's the things you would expect. A pothole, concern about the response time for police or fire, a concern about a park. It's all the bread and butter issues, and it takes time for them to process those. It takes time for them to engage with residents and then also to make sure that staff's doing the follow-up necessary. And we try to take that burden off them as much as possible. But there's an expectation that council members and the mayor are easy to access and that they'll be responsive.
Any thoughts on the new mayor, Brandon Whipple?
Have you had a
chance to talk to him a little bit?
Yes, I've had some transition meetings with Brandon and I'm looking forward to the direction that the council will take now with Brandon as a new member.
Okay. You know, this, and just a quick side thought, this mayor, and the mayor talked about this, this is the first election that I can remember, and I've been here a long time, where there was actually some partisan politics coming in, Republican-Democrat type thing. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on that? I mean, for years, I didn't know what party anybody was in down there.
Right, yeah. Right. I can't talk historically. You'd have to talk to somebody else that has been in Wichita for a long time and followed these things. In terms of my career, partisan politics has stayed out of most elections, so this is unique. The one thing I think it's important for your listeners to know is that professional nonpartisan government is a strong tradition in Kansas. Kansas was one of the early adopters of the city manager form of government. And the whole idea was to run government more like a business, as we were talking about earlier, came out of the reform movement of the early 1900s. And in fact, Wichita has had the council manager form since 1917, so over 100 years. We've had that emphasis on nonpartisan professional government. And I would hope that that tradition will be honored as we go forward.
Well, I see good business practices in what you're doing, but a lot of these people that run for office say, I'm going to take my business acumen to City Hall or town or whatever. But it's still a different deal. I mean, it's a little bit different from actually doing a business with a profit.
Right. You remember Bill Buchanan, who was the county manager for a long time. Bill and I had a little philosophical difference regarding that statement. He would agree significantly with you on that. I believe that there are a lot more parallels between business and what we do. My residents are my customers. It's not easy for them to move to another city, right? So it's not like changing your cereal brand, but they still have that expectation of value for their dollars. And it will reflect poorly on my bosses who have to run for re-election if we're not delivering on that value proposition. And I think Commissioner Pete Meitzner, who was a council member before, is a great example of someone who took a lot of business knowledge and brought it into City Hall and was a great partner as we were working through financial issues, some things that actually were very similar to what he dealt with in the private sector. And I've got other council members, Jeff Blubaugh, others who have brought that same acumen to the table.
You're managing resources. You're managing people. You're managing time, finances.
Right.
There's a lot.
And we're using
parallels.
Metrics to determine our performance or to analyze our performance.
Yeah. Well, we have a big issue beginning the new year, what to do about our convention and performing arts facilities. What's next? What are we going to do next on that?
Well, I was going to ask you, Steve, what do you think we ought to do?
I know my wife. I'll tell you what my wife says. Okay, might as well tell you. Shelley wants to keep Century too. She wants a big round building down there. I'm not that crazy, but I know we need something new, but is there something better?
We've been talking about this. Well, we've talked about it as a community for probably over 15 years, right? Maybe longer than that.
Probably,
but,
yeah.
Since I've been in town, it's been an issue. But in the last few years, anytime that I speak to a community group, I ask about their thoughts on C2. And Steve, almost every meeting I walk away and it's about a 50-50 split. And I'll have some people who say, I really like to keep that building. I recognize that it would be difficult to repurpose, but isn't there something we can do? And then I have others that say it's standing in the way of a more progressive, more business-like approach to convention center or to convention business and to performing arts. So our goal is to receive the work of the Legacy Master Plan and to then process that to determine what the next step is and how should we go about implementation in a way that gives the community an authentic voice going forward. And there's been some significant engagement in the development of the Legacy Master Plan, but I think the City Council wants to see even a greater opportunity for the public before a final decision.
So I was a young guy when they built that. I mean, I was a teenager, okay? And I just don't remember whether there was a big to-do about that or... I don't remember there being a big problem.
Yeah.
They used to have a place called the Forum, which was like a 1920s castle.
Right.
And I don't think anybody missed that. But the library and the Century 2 came in at the same time. And I think everybody thought it was pretty good.
Right.
But I can see what you say, 50-50.
It really is. And that's... I think the important thing to the community is that they have their voice heard. They have some way to be able to weigh in on the issue.
Now, that goes back to the quote transparency issue. And do you think we've done a good job then of bringing people in and getting their opinions?
You know, the hardest thing, Steve, is to get opinions from those who aren't big social media people, who don't attend a lot of meetings, but represent probably a majority of our residents. And we struggled with that earlier, a few years ago. How do I hear from a broader representation of our community? And that's, I don't know that anybody gets it right. I'm really proud of the fact that we received a national award earlier or in 2019 called the Voice of the People Award because of recognize the engagement work that we've done over the last 2 years. But that we don't have it perfect by any means. And so we've talked about maybe we need to get in grocery stores on Saturday mornings in the front lobby and start asking people for their opinion on issues.
All right, well, it's come down to 50-50, then the new mayor, Mayor Whipple, will just flip a coin.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That'll be his first official duty, right?
All right, you're listening to Issues 2020 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Wichita City Manager Robert Layton. Other new projects include the sports stadium, the complex, whatever. Well, is this going to be open in time for that scheduled first pitch?
It sure will.
You guarantee this?
I was as close as I can come to a 100% guarantee. I took a tour a few weeks ago. It's phenomenal. On any one day, you can find probably 200 people working on the stadium right now, craftsmen in all different fields. The video boards are going up right now as we speak. The seating will start to be installed in the very near future. All of the behind-the-scenes work is progressing, and I think people are going to be amazed when they walk into that building. It is so different than the Lawrence Dumont experience. And the other thing that's wonderful is that it's not just baseball season, and we already know there'll be football games there, and the owner is committed to a number of other events.
You know, we did, I don't know if you're aware of this, but when I went to school at Wichita West down the street, that was our home stadium. So we played our football there. So it's been a multi-use stadium, the old Lawrence Dumont Stadium.
Yep.
So.
And they've got, you know, they've already put in the anchors for the posts for the field goal, for the goal posts.
Yeah. So. There are other facilities included in the stadium. I mean, it's like you said, it's a building. Right. I know the great thing is they've already got the infield ready.
Right, yeah, right.
So if nobody shows up to be a spectator, at least they can play.
That's right. Right. That's correct.
But what do you think about the other parts of it? Just like venues and whatnot in there.
Well, of course, the most important to me is the museum, and it will not be open day one. But we're going to do it right. We're bringing in someone who focuses on museums, on sports museums, so that we can properly display the all of the memorabilia from NBC, try to recognize the teams, the professional baseball teams that have played in Wichita as well. There is some discussion about also having other sports recognized on a periodic basis in the museum. But this space is significant, and it'll give us an opportunity for great displays.
Is there are there meeting rooms as well? People there, banquet facilities?
There are. Okay. And the team will be encouraging at the club level on the second floor is available for groups. And it's not just for game day events.
Okay. Now, I presume that you've rejected my idea of putting a roller coaster between the stadium and the river out there in the right field area.
Well, you wanted it to end and actually drop into the river, and
yeah,
I think the liability issue was a little grief there for us. Sort of a modified
zip line.
just working the wrong way. But
you just see some guy coming up with a carp in his mouth. Yeah.
It's going to be so exciting. And when we were studying what other cities are doing, the cities that have stadiums like the one that we're building, I would guarantee you that more than 50% of the people don't even watch more than an inning or two of the game. It's the experience. Yeah. We have party decks. We have wide concourses where people can spend time, watch the game if they want to, but spend a lot of time with friends. We have different levels of seating, and you've heard from the owner. If you want to just come in and sit on the grass, it's going to be a really affordable evening for you.
So do you like the new name, the Wind Surge?
So the name is the Wind Surge, and that's what it is. I agree with a lot of people. It'll probably be shortened to Surge by, all of us will call them the Surge, and I think it'll grow on us.
You passed my desk on the way in here. Did you see what was on my desk there?
Besides that wonderful award you received.
The awards. Yeah, oh, the awards are all.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard. The Surge by a ball cap. I like it. I like the logo.
Love the logo.
So what else? Okay, tell us about, let's talk about some more stuff. The plans for Delano. Amazing that they've been complaining they don't have enough parking with all those construction guys around.
Right.
But what's going on with Delano?
Delano is probably the hottest area for development in
Wichita. Kind of a treasure,
right
now.
It is. And yeah. I have really enjoyed working with the Delano Neighborhood Association, Delano United, as we prepare a master plan for the Delano area. And you hit the nail on the head. It is a treasure. And as it continues to develop, we want to do it in a way that honors what's there today and builds on that. And the developers that are going to build around the ballpark have all committed to following the Delano Master Plan, which involved a significant amount of public input and tender loving care from the neighborhood association. And I encourage people who haven't been in Delano for a while, get out there and drive and look at some of the construction that is already taking place. For instance, the development that's occurring around the Advanced Learning Library.
Yeah,
we're gonna. And then there are investments that have been made on properties on Douglas that the city's had nothing to do with. It's all privately driven, and that's what we were hoping in terms of the redevelopment.
Well, now, I'm sure you're going to welcome guests from out of town into Delano. But what about people from the east side? Can we let them over there too?
Yeah, I think we should.
Special pass at the river.
That's been in existence forever, right?
And so. Anything new to talk about in Old Town? Anything new in Old Town?
Well, the Union Station development is pretty substantial. And, a lot of Old Town has already been developed out, and you see changes in businesses. But in terms of what Occidental has done with their development or redevelopment of that area, to me, that's a special area. And then if you look at the transitional area between downtown and Old Town, NAFSCAR Park and the old Spaghetti Works area is all being redeveloped.
Yep.
NAFSCAR, I believe, will be complete in February. That's another a phenomenal public facility that I think people will really appreciate, especially if they're going to an event at the arena. There'll be a lot of pre- and post-activities at the park.
The Union Station itself is a beautiful structure. Of course, you had the Cablevision people in there for a time. I presume that that entire interior and whatnot is going to be pretty much preserved and developed then?
Yeah, they did a wonderful job with the station itself. You and I can't really walk in there because they've got a private business that's operating there. But what they did with all the buildings to the south, it's beautiful. They modernized them in a way that honored the architecture. And I'm hoping that will be a thriving.
Well, what happens if we bring back passenger rail service?
We've talked about that, and there are arrangements to have a station location either in Union Station or adjacent to it.
Maybe you could put it in Century 2. No.
Okay, well,
never mind.
There you go.
You wanted public input, but not for me. Okay, tell us about the methods for financing all these projects. How are you doing that without busting the bank and raising taxes?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. What has transpired, and this has been over the last 4 or 5 years, the council has spent a lot of time talking about development projects standing on their own. So in most of these projects, we're financing the public improvements, the public infrastructure, through the dollars generated by the new development. So there are dollars that would not be available to us if there wasn't new development. And there's always a cap on the number of years that that we have in terms of taking advantage of those revenues. So, for instance, what's known as tax or increment financing, typically we collect that money for a 10-year period, could be a little longer, but at the end of that period, that additional tax revenue that's been generated then starts going to the school district, to the county, and to the city.
We talk about industrial revenue bonds, and the council's issuing them, it seems, all the time. I think a lot of people think, hey, you're giving money to businesses, but you're not.
Right.
But it's a way to combat, you know, all the competition that's going on for businesses to come and locate and stay.
Right. And I think the misconception is that that's city debt, and it's not. It uses the city's name so that the developer can get a favorable rate, but it doesn't count against our legal debt margin. It is not considered city of Wichita debt. If the private sector defaults on the bonds, it's the private party that is responsible in that regard. That I think is sometimes when you talk about the city issuing, it's really not the city issuing it, and that's the most common misconception.
That just changed the pace a little bit. How many employees in the city government?
We have about over 3,100.
Okay, that includes police and fire. And
it does, yes.
What are the biggest challenges in dealing with all your responsibilities?
Are you a person who
goes to bed at night, oh my gosh, we got to talk to this, we got to do that, or is it pretty much you clear your mind and just go to sleep?
It's the latter, not the former.
You don't feel you're responsible for every one of them.
No. We started off with the discussion of our team, and I'm really proud of the work that we do. That doesn't mean that we don't stub our toe and there aren't issues that are confronting us that are weighty, but it's not something that keeps me up at night. It's probably caffeine anymore that keeps me up. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, just quickly, what role does keeping yourself in shape play in that?
I think it allows you to
Are you able to maintain that? Because I've had a couple of months where I haven't done a thing.
Yeah.
But are you able to maintain it then?
And by the way, that shows.
I know.
Yeah, but I have been able to maintain it. And it is, I mean, it's a great way to manage stress. And I think people don't want to work around me if I'm not out exercising every day.
When do you have time to do that? When do you do it?
First thing in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you out there when the sun's coming up or the sun's still not up?
I'm up when you're up.
So okay.
It's five-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's wintertime. It can be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, but it's not bad. You know how it is. You just get prepared.
But, you know, at your age, don't slip on anything. Cause
that's right. I'll break a hip.
There goes the hip.
There we go. Okay. I know. I get that.
You know, and why should – are you going to stick around for a while? I mean, 10 years.
You know,
you're getting pretty close to retirement age, aren't you?
You've asked me that question before, and I will give you the same answer, and that is ultimately I have 7 people I work for who control, you know, my destiny. I'm still enjoying what I'm doing, and I don't have immediate retirement plans.
Why should Wichitans be proud of this community?
Wow, there's so many reasons, Steve. First of all, it's the people, right? We should be proud of who we are. We should be proud of the neighborhoods, the way they have been built. And I'm hoping that we'll continue as a city to support those neighborhoods. I think we should be proud of the businesses that have started here and have thrived here, and then what we've been able to do with creating a great quality of life, and that includes the improvements we made downtown.
Where are you from originally? Was it Iowa?
I spent a lot of my professional career in Iowa. I've worked in other states as well, but I grew up in Chicago. I consider myself a Chicagoan.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cubs or White Sox?
White Sox. Started Cubs, went to White Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's tough now. I follow the Royals a lot closer than I do the White Sox anymore.
Kind of embarrassing. When you were a kid growing up in Chicago, dodging bullets from the mafia down there in Al Capone, what did you want to be when you were a kid growing up?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I originally thought I'd be an attorney. And,
really?
And then I took a business law class in undergrad and realized I don't like this stuff. And I then found the public administration program. I didn't want to do political science, but I liked the business aspect of government. And the deeper I got into it, the more I enjoyed it. And then I was fortunate to have some internships. And I encourage any of our young listeners to find internships that allow them to kind of test career choices or opportunities. And that's how I got here.
Hey, listen, thanks for spending some time with us. These are exciting times, I think.
Yeah, very much.
We've got
so.
A couple of years ahead. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially with that new baseball team coming in and all the things that are going on. And you're going to be right there in the middle of it with our city council. Thank you. That's all for this edition of Issues 2020. Our guest city manager, Robert Layton. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.